This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The Alaska House last week gave notice it plans to appeal a court ruling on Medicaid expansion. In March, a Superior Court judge dismissed a legislative challenge to Governor Bill Walker's decision last year to expand Medicaid. Legislative attorneys advised legislators a decision to appeal would require a House and Senate vote, but no such vote was taken. Last week, Senate Majority Leader John Coghill said there wasn't enough support in the Senate to continue the appeal. Alaska's Food Safety and Sanitation Inspection Program could take another hit this year as lawmakers work to ease a $4 billion budget deficit. Many say this could cripple a program that is already struggling after a budget cut last year eliminated many inspector and manager positions. Only 13 remain to oversee thousands of facilities statewide, and they soon will be taking on oversight of some parts of the new marijuana industry. Concerns have been raised that Alaskans may see an outbreak in foodborne illnesses and unsafe swimming pools and spas. An Anchorage telecommunications company is investing in a changing Arctic, as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Receding sea ice helps bring broadband to northern Alaska. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. An Anchorage-based company is taking advantage of the open ocean off the coast of Alaska to lay a 1,200-mile subsea fiber optic cable that'll provide faster and more reliable broadband internet connections to northern Alaska and the interior.
There is less ice off the coast of Alaska, and so deploying the cable at a submarine level is possible now where it may not have been 5 years ago.
Christina Wolston's a spokeswoman for Quintillion Networks, which is overseeing development of the fiber optic system that company officials say will improve connectivity throughout the interior and bring broadband to Nome, Kotzebue, Point Hope, Wainwright, and Barrow by next summer.
There will be true broadband in these communities for the first time.
Wolston says within a few years, Quintillion will connect its system to a 10,000-mile cable that'll run from Japan to Great Britain. She says Quintillion decided to begin the project in the middle, off Alaska, because the Northwest Passage, the waterway along Canada's northwest coast, remains clogged with ice.
The Northwest Passage, or the route that would extend from Prudhoe Bay over to Europe, has seen more ice this year in the last couple of years.
That's one of several changes in the project made since New York-based equity firm Cooper Investment Partners bought out the Toronto-based company Arctic Fiber that originally proposed the project and which had considered beginning it in Canada. Wolston says Cooper assigned the task of building, owning, and operating the system to Quintillion.
Now it's an Alaska-based company that is building the system.
Wolston says Quintillion plans to initially deliver broadband capacity from the south through another subsea fiber optic cable extending from the Pacific Northwest to Anchorage. From there, the company will use existing fiber optic lines that follow the highway system to Prudhoe Bay. She says within a few years, Quintillion plans to extend the cable westward from Nome to Japan, then eastward from Prudhoe Bay to the UK, and then provide internet connectivity using its new subsea cable to the north. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.